Voters in Fort Smith and Benton County are rejecting special election proposals to raise sales tax to fund projects in those areas. In Fort Smith, residents voted 65% to 35% against a 1% sales tax that would have gone toward completing the U.S. Marshals Museum. Of the 47,000 registered voters, 9,500 cast a ballot. The tax would have been in place for 9 months to raise the roughly $15 million needed to design and build the exhibit experience. Alice Holt, the Vice President of Development for the Marshals Museum Foundation, says they're grateful to have had the opportunity to put the proposal to a vote of the people.
The residents of Fort Smith are convicted and passionate about their causes. They are passionate about the museum, for sure. We heard this over and over again, that people were supportive of the museum, but what they weren't supportive of was a tax, which we also heard loud and clear.
Museum officials asked the Fort Smith Board of Directors for a special election after a large donation last summer that had been made a matching challenge fell through. From here, Alt says the Museum Foundation will continue fundraising.
Fundraising comes from, of course, all kinds of different donors, large and small. It comes from donors that have come with names that are well known, of course, and it comes from those folks who help you build it brick by brick. So fundraising sources that we're talking to are donors that we've been courting for quite some time, and we will continue to do so.
So far, the Museum Foundation has raised about $35 million in donations and in-kind donations over the last decade. Construction on the $19 million building is underway, as that portion of the museum has been completely funded. Alt says the building and Hall of Honor will still be dedicated September 24th of this year, but at this point, she can't say when the museum will open to the public.
The tax not passing does push that open doors date. I'm not sure if it'll be summer-ish of 2020. It'll push that date for sure. We'll know more as we move forward with the current fundraising efforts that we have and those asks out to those donors.
Opponents of the proposal argued Fort Smith residents are already overtaxed with a sales tax rate of 9.75%. They also took issue with public tax money funding a private museum. Supporters say the museum will bring more than 125,000 visitors to Fort Smith and will have an annual impact of $13 to $22 million on the local economy. Meanwhile, voters in Benton County also are rejecting a sales tax increase. This one would have funded a new courthouse facility on the Bentonville Square. The results came back 62 to 38% against a 1/8-cent sales tax, which would have generated $25 million in addition to the $10 million set aside by the county. The new courthouse facility would have cost $30 million. The rest would have gone toward renovating the existing historic courthouse. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek this morning spoke with County Judge Barry Mooring about what happens from here.
How are you all feeling this morning knowing the outcome of yesterday's election?
First of all, you have to respect the process. This is the process that we live in. There's a reason why these kinds of proposals go to voters. Voters spoke. I absolutely respect the outcome. And so on the one hand, I'm disappointed. But on the other hand, you know, that was pretty clear direction that came in last night. We'll need to go back and reassess and determine what to do next.
So it seems like at this point, at least, the message from voters is no new sales tax for a new courthouse. So what does that mean for any future proposals that will have to be funded?
Well, that's one of the messages. But what I would caution there, if that's the way that we'll need to proceed is without a sales tax, then I would say the building doesn't build itself. And these are not inexpensive buildings. And without a sales tax, that would mean probably bonding a building and undertaking some pretty significant cuts to our budget to service a bond. And maybe that's the direction that we need to go. But along the way of servicing a bond, millions and millions of dollars and taxpayer dollars will be paid in interest. So there's no easy financial solution to this when you're looking at building a courts facility. And frankly, I believe that the proposal that was on the ballot yesterday will prove to be the least expensive facility to accomplish our needs. I think that the cost will only go up from here.
I know it's the day after the election and you will have to go back to the drawing board for a new plan, but any ideas being floated around at this point? Obviously, you will continue to use the facilities that you have now.
Yeah, and that's a real important point for Benton County citizens, is court will continue to operate. And we have an excellent group of circuit court judges and their staff, the Benton County Sheriff's Office, our County Prosecutor's Office, our Public Defender's Office, the Benton County Circuit Court Clerk's Office. All of those offices do a remarkable job considering the facilities that they're forced to operate in. And that's how we'll continue for the indefinite future until another proposal or another idea is figured out. I don't think any solid proposals are existing today, but I also don't think there are any options that should be eliminated today either.
Leading up to this, you held a lot of town halls. The voters came back with a no. The sales tax played a big role, but anything else that you feel voters didn't respond to, perhaps, with this proposal?
Well, I think there were a few factors. I think there is a strong no new tax sentiment that's going through Benton County and Northwest Arkansas. I mean, the Marshall's Museum got beat pretty resoundingly down in Fort Smith as well. So I think there's definitely that. I think the fact that this was coming at the same time that new tax proposals were coming out of the legislature didn't help matters. And then I think, you know, it's always been controversial as to where to put the new building. And, you know, we had strong consensus on the Quorum Court back in the spring of 2017 to put the new building downtown in downtown Bentonville, in the county seat. But I think that going back and putting this proposal before voters brought that issue back up again. And that's been a divisive issue for two decades, as to where to put that building.
So how long did it take to get to this point, to this vote on a new courthouse? Because that could be an indicator of how long it will take for any new proposal to get to a point like this one.
Yeah, I guess it depends on how far you want to look back to when it actually started. I mean, the voters turned down a courts facility back in the mid-90s, and people have been thinking about it ever since. But I would say going back to around the 2012 timeframe, it got very, very serious. And there were lots of different schematics and design options that came before the Quorum Court when I was a Quorum Court member, up and through the time that I've been the county judge. So I think there's been a good 6 to 7 years of pretty intensive study and consideration of the proposal that we ended up with last night. I guess it's kind of that old adage, if it were easy, it would have been done by now. This is not an easy solve. And so I think it's going to be a while before there's a practical proposal that comes back to voters.
That was Benton County Judge Barry Mooring speaking with Ozarks at Large's Susanna Sitek earlier today. Judge Mooring has said the new courthouse facility would have allowed the county to consolidate the courts scattered around the square and would have allowed for increased security.